Welcome to another hour of music not to be missed on the Thistle and Shamrock. I'm Fiona Ritchie, and from the archives, this is Shetland fiddler Gibby Gray, to be joined by Katrina MacDonald. In Shetland, and one of the last pupils of the legendary Tom Anderson, Katrina MacDonald is inspired by the archive recording she hears of the old Shetland fiddlers. The late Gibby Gray started out those reels there, and they were picked up by Katrina. Three drunken fiddlers, Mucklaskeria Three and Robbie Tamson Smiddy. Katrina MacDonald. The islands sit between Scotland and Norway, and Shetland's strong cultural links with Scandinavia are really echoed in the speech and the fiddle music of the islanders. We're going to catch more of that dialect before our time together is up this week on Thistle, along with fiddle flavours from around the Atlantic archipelago, the European mainland, and across into North America. Now, one of the most influential fiddlers of music's recorded era has to be Kevin Burke. Born in London, his parents were from County Sligo, and fiddle styles of Sligo and Clare, regions in Ireland, with their own tune repertoires, their own dances and expressive playing styles. These were commonly heard in London's Irish musical community, and all this would have fed into Kevin Burke's style. He joined the Bothy Band in 1976. He went on to become one of the most recorded and admired players of all. His fluid, effortless playing style has influenced a generation and a half of fiddlers around the globe. Here he is with the Bothy Band in 1977, The Strayaway Child. Thank you. From Celtic Fiddle Festival, the late Johnny Cunningham of Scotland, Brittany's Christian Lemaitre, and from Ireland, Kevin Burke, three fiddle styles in the perfect blend. And we heard Kevin Burke in his Bothyband days from the 1970s. So here we are this week, checking out fiddle from Ireland, Brittany, Scotland, Canada and the US still to come. And while they rosin their bows, we'll hear some vocals along the way from Trina O'Connell with the Bothy Band so far and Archie Fisher coming up. Our fiddle music in this set was recorded at two fiddle festivals, Fiddle 2000 in Scotland and the Boston College Irish Fiddle Festival, where Seamus Connolly, Liz Carroll, Martin Hayes, Eileen Ivers, Kevin Burke, Brendan Mulvihill, James Kelly and a few more all took the stage together. We're going to hear that. First of all, recorded in her native Edinburgh at Fiddle 2000, it's Anna Wendy Stevenson and two tunes, Jean Mochlin and Tune for Nuala.
Watched and waited by the door of money's a village hall to see your soul across the floor.
while I stood next to wall. No good Scots grain or grenadier courage could surpass. I asked no dance to steer with my bonny border lass. Fleet of foot, all partners part, our time is fleet as still. Through the years you've danced your heart in a lancer's Olaf's will. The fairest flower will fade until she shuns the looking glass. But I hold the scented petals still, oh my bonny border lass. Rest your head at the dying of the day, in humble cot or feather bed, or deep below the clay. I only know, though my dreams and vanities have passed, that the face that through the firelight gleams is my bonny border lass. That bright land beyond life's shore, where time has ceased to be. Lovers share forevermore each other's company. I'll search amidst the throng for you, when I hold you fast. And I will sing this song for you, my bonny border lass. Until that day I long for bonny border lass.
A who's who of Irish and Irish-American fiddlers recorded live at the Boston College Irish Fiddle Festival. Pete Clark and Jerry Holland still to come. Stay with me to sample more tasty fiddle flavours from Celtic roots. Visitors to our website voted for this musical excursion, and you can go there to see playlists, new and archived, of the music we play on your radio each week. Thistleradio.com. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie, more of the Shetland sound there from Willie Hunter. We have the Breton fiddle of Christian Lemaitre ahead and a suite of airs, and singer Emily Smith clears our fiddling ears to help us appreciate it all. Wherever you travel through these musical lands, you'll find the fiddle is ubiquitous and its emotional range is as wide as can be, whether it's urging folk up to dance or reaching for the more complex emotions stirred by a lament. Here's fiddler and composer Pete Clark.
Thank you. some desert isle, there we'll pass our days together. Shun the world's derisive smile, wandering tenants of the heather, sheltered in some. Forget the selfish ways, O men, nor feel a wish beyond each other. Though my fears deride me still, Jamie Alderson, they never let them scorn me as they.
Christian Lemaitre of Brittany and A Sweet Dare Ludiek. And Emily Smith sang a song of Robert Tannehill, who set many of his verses to the fiddlers of Scotland, and from Scots fiddler Pete Clark, a lament. So let's cross to the New World fiddle sound now. Hanover County, Virginia hosted the very first fiddling contest in the US, 1736, November the 30th was the date, in honour of the holiday of St Andrew, patron saint of Scotland. In some North American places, the music has changed very little, Cape Breton, Nova Scotia. Elsewhere, it has evolved into its own particularly American sound. This tune is a contest favourite still throughout the US, and it's performed here and recorded during the fiddler Johnny Owen Lardinois' 13th year. Stony Point.
I must away, love can no longer tarry. The morning tempest I have to cross. I will be guided without a star, love, into the arms I love the best. I walked up to her bedroom window. I leaned my back there against a stone. I whispered softly into her window, my darling lass, lie alone. She raised her head from her snowy pillow, and with her arms raised across her breast, she said, "Who is this at the bedroom window, disturbing me at my long night's rest?" I said, "My true love, it's your own true lover. So open the door now and let me in, for I have come on a long, long journey, and I am drenched unto the skin." She opened the door then without a murmur. She opened the door then and let me in. We gently kissed and embraced each other, and in the morning we lay as one. Thank you. true love, for I'm a slave, babe. For another long night is turned today. I must away, love can no longer tarry. The morning tempest I have to cross, I will be guided without a star, love, into the arms I love the best. Into the arms I love the best.
The late Jerry Holland on fiddle, who passed away in 2009, joined by Hilda Chiasson on piano there. Jerry was master of the Cape Breton fiddle style demonstrated on these four Cape Breton tunes there. And before that, we heard the fiddle trio Halali, made up of three fine American fiddlers, Hanneke Cassell, Laura Cortese, Lisa Schneckenberger. They sing too. And you heard it all this week on The Thistle and Shamrock with me, Fiona Ritchie. A radio programme comes to you from Scotland. It's a thistleradio.com production. We post programme playlists on our website each week. Just check until you see this week's one, Fiddle Styles, and you'll find playlists are archived from previous weeks too. It's all on thistleradio.com, where you can download ThistlePod, our podcast. If you'd like us to send you a programme playlist, send us a self-addressed stamped envelope marked Fiddle Styles, and our address is The Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. Well, it started there, and it's where we'll return for another chance to hear music from a world centre of traditional fiddle playing, Shetland. This is Filska. Join me right here for more of the music that moves you next week. Our music streams on the web at thistleradio.com. You can also join our online community, Thistle Radio on Facebook and at Fiona Ritchie on Twitter. The Thistle and Shamrock radio programme is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. The Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to a vigorous presence for poetry in American culture. poetryfoundation.org, and the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world, on the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR Music.